السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa and all those listening over the receivers, it is a great fortune for us again that Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Ahmad Sahab Naqshbandi Damat Barakatuhum is amongst us, and his caliber is not unknown to you, and he does not require any introduction also. He has been to our country many times, and if a person has to stand up and talk about the praises of the sun when it is shining brightly, then he is making a fool of himself. So Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Ahmad Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he is a Shaykh Tariqat, a great alim, a great spiritual leader, and one of those few ulama who have got extensive knowledge of both the sciences of this world and also the science of Islamic teachings. He is an electrical engineer by profession, and he has a chain of degrees. So there are many people who say that ulama must be doctors also, and they must know medicine, they must know science, they must know philosophy, and they must know astronomy, and they must know botany and geography and everything. So one professional person, one doctor, he was telling me that ulama must be all these type of things too. So I said, why don't you become an alim then? Because you already got medical knowledge. Easy now, you'd rather become an alim. So at least we'll have somebody who is a doctor also and is an alim also. Nevertheless, we are very fortunate that we have Hazrat here. If you travel through America, whichever state you go, if you ask a person that who is a sheikh of this country and who is leading the ummah according to the Quran and Sunnah, then you will hear Hazrat's name there. And many other parts of the world, over 30 countries he travels, day and night he is on a journey. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has accepted him at the age of 40, he dedicated himself. He left everything else and he started creating the love of Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into the hearts of people around the world. Allah Ta'ala's bandas, there are many still in this world. We have to search for them. Allah Ta'ala himself has said in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. So they will always be pious and righteous servants of Allah Ta'ala in this world until the day of Qiyamah. Otherwise, how would have Allah Ta'ala ordered us to be with those people who are pious, righteous, with people of taqwa, those who are sadiqeen? Just very, very briefly, one or two points which just comes to mind now with regards to Hazrat. As I said, I'm not going to any introduction, but that is something that I think is very relevant for each and every one of us. What have we gathered here for? We have gathered here to listen to our Hazrat, Damat Barakatuhum. And we all have got azmat in our hearts, muhabbat in our hearts for him. And we appreciate his learning, his knowledge, and his expertise in this field. So what made him that? So we have to go right back and look at his parents. I read in one of the kitabs that he says that he was born in April, I think 1953. He says that his father was a very, very pious person. He used to get up for tahajjud and he used to read 3 to 5 paras of the Quran Sharif every night after tahajjud. And then after Fajr Salat, he used to teach the children without any remuneration, without any salary, without any payment. Fi sabilillah, he used to teach children, teach them the Quran Sharif. With regards to his mother, she was again another very pious woman, tahajjud guzar. And when he was about 3 years of age, he used to sleep with his mother. So he says when he used to miss his mother on the mattress or bed, and he used to look, he used to see his mother engaged in tahajjud. And then he had never seen anyone cry so much in the du'as after tahajjud as he saw his mother crying. And she used to cry and make du'a for him also. Now if you have a mother like that, a father like that, then definitely you will expect something in return. And then again he had his brother who gave him the English education and showed great attention to him and showed great shafqat and muhabbat. And he said that brother made one condition with him. And he said that I will fulfill all your demands as a brother, but you will have to fulfill one demand of mine. So he said, what is that demand? So that demand is that whichever of your friends I am unhappy with, then you will have to distance yourself from those friends, whether you like it or not. Now look at the tarbiyah that's taking place from the childhood days, from the infancy stage. That is what afterwards you find the effects of that in the child. Now we don't want to change the home environment, we don't want to change our lifestyles, and we want our children to grow up to be great waliullahs. Nevertheless, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept his coming again and make it a zariya of hidayat for thousands of people. And if you have to look at his shaykhs, Hazrat Mawlana Zawar Hussain Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was his first shaykh, a very pious, very holy, very great person in that field. And then after that, his second shaykh, after the passing away of the first one, Mawlana Ghulam Habib Sahib Mujaddidi Naqshbandi Rahmatullah Alayhi, acknowledged by the people of the world who have some knowledge of tasawwuf and tariqat, that of what a caliber he was. So it's in the company of these type of people that we start becoming something. And the more you become something, the more you humble yourself. Now you can see a person of such caliber, such chain of degrees, everything, but how much of humility. May Allah Ta'ala give me also, and give you also, and the ummah also, the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana. Allah tashifla.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم دیر از حدیث قدسی کنت کنزا مخفیا فاحببت ان اعرف فخلقت الخلق. The meanings are that I was a hidden treasure, I loved, I liked that I should be recognized, so I created the creation. So it means that the cause of creation was the love. فَأَحْبَبْتُ I loved it. I liked it. So as the love became the cause of the creation, therefore all the creation got some share of love according to its potential. Every creation, it may be alive or may not be alive. Everything that has been created, it has got built-in part of love according to its own potential. For example, if we see the mountains, the earth, Moon, Mars, everything attracts the other thing towards itself. That attraction is love. Even the earth attracts us towards itself. That is called the force of gravity, gravitational force. That's why the fruit fell down from the tree on the earth. So everything attracts the other one towards itself. If this force is in between some non-living thing, it is called attraction. If the same force is in between living people, it is called love. But it's the same relationship. Now if you see one example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the iron the love of the magnet. Wherever you will find the iron, it will be attracted toward the magnet. People have made magnetic compass. The small needle which has been put in the plastic cage, in the plastic box, but still trapped in the plastic, still it is directed toward the magnet, north and south. You try to change the direction, it will not. It will direct to one direction, north-south. And that's why we try to find the direction of Qibla. We try to find the direction of different countries. Even the pilot who are flying the aeroplane, they fly the aeroplane and see the direction from this magnetic compass. So even if this small needle has been put in a prison of box, but still it is directed towards its beloved magnet. Okay. Let us see some other example. In, for example, flowers, plants, which is called Nabatat. The first one is called Jamadat. And the other one is called Nabatat. There is a flower which is called sunflower. It has got the love of sun. In the morning, it will be directed towards east, maybe. And in the evening, it will be directed towards west. As the sun will move, it will change its direction. It will keep its face towards the sun throughout the day. May Allah give us such type of love for Himself that we should keep our face towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the languages Quran, it is called Inni Vajjahtu Vajhiya Lillazi Fatara Samawati Wal Ard. So that is an example of love in Nabatat. Then there are Hayvanat, animals. They have got love. For example, a fish has a built-in love for the water. It cannot be alive without water. It stays in the water throughout the life, but will never come out from the water that I am fed up of water. You take him away, then you see that what happens with the fish. Its life is in water. Outside water, it cannot remain alive. It stays in water with such a love that it has been, a hint has been made. Al-mu'minu fil masjidi kasamaki fil ma. That a mu'min is so happy in the masjid as if the fish is happy in the water. This fish has got so much love of water that if you catch the fish and make kebab, fry kebab, and take it even in the winter, then after a few minutes, half an hour, you will say to your wife, bring me a glass of water. It has got such an extreme of love of water that anyone who eats the fish, it makes him a lover of the water. Then there is insan. An insan, alhamdulillah, he has heart and brain. Every person in this world, he loves someone. Maybe he loves the creator or he may love the creation. You will never find anyone whose brain is properly working and he says that I don't love anyone. Dil behre muhabbat e muhabbat ye karega, laakh isko bacha tu ye kisi par to marega. Patthar se ho, khuda se ho, ya phir kisi se ho, aata nahi hai chain muhabbat kiye bagair. Either in a room, there will be brightness of light, or there will be darkness in the room. You cannot say there is neither brightness nor darkness. Similarly, our heart is just like a room. Either there will be noor and brightness of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or there will be the darkness of the love of the creation. No person in this world can live his life without the love. It's essential part of our life. But the direction might be different. If it is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is 100% all right. One will get reward on it. And it is due to his own bad ambition towards the creation, then he will be punished on that. But after all, there are different organs of the body, and every organ has its own distinct job. Eyes, their job is to see, to observe. Ears, their job is to listen. Tongue, its job is to speak. Brain, its job is to think. And the heart, its job is to love someone. The heart has been made to love someone. It cannot remain without love. So if the heart has to love someone, why we should not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator? Now, from these four creations, one is jamadat, the other one is nabatat, then is hayvanat, and then insan. Our ulama, they assign them the name which is very important, very meaningful. If you think about the word, the first alphabet of the word will tell us what characteristic this creation has. For example, if you are speaking about jamadat, then its first alphabet is Jim. Then from Jim, we have a word Jisamat. Jisamat means its own entity, its mass. So everything from Jamadat has got a mass. Earth, mountains, and any other thing of Jamadat, they have got a mass. Then if we go upward, then there is Nabatat. And what is the first alphabet of Nabatat? Is Noon. And Noon has come from Nashv-o-Numa. So these Nabatat, they have not two capabilities, two characteristics. Number one, they have got a mass. And number two, on top of that, they have the capability to grow, which the Jamadat do not have. If there is a stone, put it in your house, after 10 years it will be of same size and same weight. It cannot grow. But the Nabatat, they have the capability to grow. That's why they are superior than the Jamadat. Now then is Hayvanat. Hayvanat are superior than the Nabatat. Why? What is the first alphabet of Hayvanat? It is Ha. And ha indicates the word harkat. So this classification has got the capability of motion, moving. Whereas the Navatat cannot move. If you have a tree in your house, a palm tree, it's not possible that any day you will find it at your door. It cannot move. But the Hemanath animals, they have the capability to move. They have three characteristics. They have their mass, their body, then they have the capability to grow, and on top of that, they have the capability to move. That makes them superior than the Navatat. And then is Insan. An Insan has got all the three characteristics. For example, we have got our body, Jisamat. Then we have got the capability to grow. When the baby is born, it's maybe 5 pounds, 6 pounds. And when we grow up young, maybe we are 150 pounds. Then we have the capability to move. Alhamdulillah, we have got feet and we move here and there wherever we want. But on top of that, we have one more capability which has made us superior than the other creations. And what is that? Now look at the first alphabet of the word Insan. What is that? Alif or Hamza. And from this alif, there is the word uns billah. And uns means the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have the characteristics that whatever love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we can have in our heart, the other creation cannot achieve that level of love. That's why according to the philosophers of the world, al-insanu haywanun natiq. That human being is an animal who can speak. But other creations can also speak. The birds, they communicate with each other. We cannot listen because they are not speaking in Gujarati. They have their own language. But whatever sound comes from their mouth has meaning. So they communicate with each other. Even the butterfly, if it takes juice from some fruit tree, it goes back to the nest and then it makes some motions, which is called the dance of the butterfly. Honeybee. Dance of the honeybee. Now this honeybee then makes some signs and all the other bees, they can understand from his motions that at what angle, what height, what distance we have to go and we can get the fruit. So its motions are so meaningful. So they communicate with each other. So if we say that insan, human being, he can speak, then the other animals will say, we can also speak, we can also communicate. Your problems are more, so you need a very detailed language. And our problems are small. We need small signs. That's sufficient. So it's not good. Then, what are the meanings of insan? The definition of insan, Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi gave, he said that al-insanu aashiqun. That the distinction of human being is that he is the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this level of love, extreme of love, you can never find in any other creation. That's why the human being is superior from all the other creations. So we have been created for that. The purpose of creation is that we should stay in this world, live our life in such a way that our hearts should be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
some poet, he wrote some poetry in Urdu. Khetiyan sarsabz hain teri ghiza ke waaste, khetiyan sarsabz hain teri ghiza ke waaste, chand suraj aur sitare hain ziya ke waaste, behro bar shamso qamar maa o shuma ke waaste, ye jahan tere liye hai tu khuda ke waaste. Everything has been created for us. Inna dunya khulikat lakum wa antum khuliktum lil akhirah. Everything has been created for us and we have been created for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the objective of our life. That is the purpose of our life. That's why every believer, he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been mentioned in Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And those who are believers, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the core of their heart. They have a very strong love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should fill our hearts with His strong and deep love. Then we will be a real human being. We will be the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are two mountains in every human being. One is called the brain and other one is called the heart. Do nematein hain. Ek dhadakta hua dil aur ek phadakta hua dimag. Ye dhadakta hua dil ishq-e-ilahi ka bartan hai aur ye phadakta hua dimag ilm-e-ilahi ka bartan hai. So we have to fill our hearts with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we will have this love in our hearts, then we will start enjoying the amal, different amal. For example, our namaz, our recitation of Quran, whatever we will spend in the path of Allah, totally the scenario of our life will be different. What does love mean? If the heart of a person is entangled in something, that he thinks about that thing, he wants to have that thing, he wants to stay with that thing, if he wants to forget, he cannot forget that thing. In his imagination, there are thoughts of that thing. So if this is the condition, this condition is called the love. So any person who will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surely he will long to spend more and more time for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will try to stay more and more in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can spend that time? When we make zikr, we are actually spending time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made wahi to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Atuhibbu an askuna ma'aka fi baytika ya Musa? Oh Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, do you want that I should live with you in your house? And see now Musa alayhi salam, he was the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fakharra lillahi sajida. He just fell down in sajda. And then he asked, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kaifa taskunu ma'aka fi bayti? How you can stay, live with me in my house? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, Ana jalis ma'aman zakarani. Whoever remembers me, then I am always with him. So it means that if we want to spend time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be with us. If we will pray, and we have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we we will start enjoying our prayer. If we will recite Quran, Azim al-Shan, then we will start enjoying the recitation of Quran. Even if we will find few minutes, we will love to open Quran and we will love to recite the Quran. We cannot spend any day of our life without the recitation of Quran. So these are the signs that the person has got a deep love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this love brings the person more and more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deep love we have, we are more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raah barson ki tay hui pal mein, ishq ka hai bahut bada ihsaan. Ishq ki ek jist ne tay kar diya kissa tamam, is zameen o aasmaan ko bekaran samjha tha main. If we will start on our spiritual journey with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surely we are going to get our destination. One poet, he put his emotions in his feelings in the words that lot aaye jitne farzane gaye. Farzana means a person who is going on some passage with his mental capabilities. He is using his brain just to go on the path. That is called farzana. Lot aaye jitne farzane gaye, taab manzil sirf deewane gaye. Those people who have the deep love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are called diwane and they get the chance to reach the destination. Allama Iqbal, he said, aklo dilo nigaah ka murshide awwali hai ishq. Aklo dilo nigaah ka murshide awwali hai ishq. Ishq na ho to sharao din but kadaye tasavvurat. If we take love from our religion, then it's just a set of different thoughts, nothing else. The life in the deen is due to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the person who gets the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he becomes the beloved personality of the society. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, then Da'a Jibreel, he calls Jibreel and tells him that I love this person. And Jibreel alayhi salam, he makes announcement on the sky. Everyone on the sky, they listen it. And after listening the announcement, they start loving that person. Then Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes on the earth and makes the same announcement which our ears cannot hear, but our hearts, they can hear it. And when he makes the announcement, then summa yuzda'u lahul qabul fil ars. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this person a beloved personality of the society. Everyone loves him. So the more we will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more people will have our love in their hearts. Har ke aashik shud jamale zaat ra, har ke aashik shud jamale zaat ra, ost sayyad jumla maujoodat ra. Any person who has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, now he is basically the leader of all the creation. So this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a mandatory feeling of our life. Without this we cannot enjoy our amal. Because we don't have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up to the level, So that's why sometimes we are sleeping in our bed, and even if it is fajr time, it becomes hard for us to come from home toward the masjid. That is basically the deficiency of love. People say that if there is a plant and it has got deficiency of nutrients, then you can see the symptom. Similarly, any believer who has got deficiency of love, you can feel it from the symptom. He will say, I have low back problem, it's difficult for me to get up for Fajr prayer. Same person, exact after 1 hour, he will take his breakfast and then he will be running towards his business as if someone has put some Japanese batteries in it. So this love is the driving force for us. If we have this, subhanallah, it is very easy for us to make our prayer, to make the recitation of Quran, to speak the truth, to act upon Sharia. It will be very easy for us. So we should try to achieve this bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Iqbal, he wrote in his verses, Nala hai bulbule shurida tera kham abhi, apne seene mein zara aur ise tham abhi, pukhta hoti hai agar maslihat andesh akal, ishq ho maslihat andesh to hai kham abhi, ishq farmude khasid se subuk gaam amal, akal samjhi hi nahi maniye paigham abhi, اور بے خطر کود پڑا آتش نمرود میں عشق عقل ہے محو تماشا لبے بامر. So this love, it is a driving force. The person who is lover, he just finds this is the order of my beloved one and he acts upon it. And the brain still keeps on thinking what to do, what not to do. There is one special point. Anyone who recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cannot stay without loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anyone who recognized the true fact of the dunya, truth about the dunya, he cannot stay without hating this dunya. If we love anyone in this dunya, a time is going to come when we will be separated from that one. We cannot stay forever. Even husband and wife, they love each other, and it's good love in the light of our Sharia, recommended love by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because it's love of creation, still they will be separated one day. Either the wife, she will die, or the husband will die. So that's why Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ishma shi'ita fa innaka mayyitun. You live in this world whatever time you like, but a time will come when you will have to pass away. Wa ahbib man shi'ita fa innaka mafariku. And love whomever you want, but a time will come when you will be separated from your beloved one. So the person who will love the creation, a time will come when he will be separated. And the person who will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a time will come when he will be joined to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. He will get the capability to stay in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the objective of our life. There are few differences of love of the creation and love of the creator. Now one thing, let me explain first. When we say love of creation, it means that the love which is due to the bad ambitions of the person. That is called the love of the creation. It does not mean that now we cannot love our parents, we cannot love our children, our wife, or a mu'min. No, no. All these loves who have been recommended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are basically the branch of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these are categorized in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are recommended loves. This is good. So all of them, they go in the category, they are the branches of the tree of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the love of creation means, if we love someone and which is not recommended in the Sharia, that is the love of the creation. So that love is bad and it gives darkness in the heart. So with the love of the Creator, we will get noor in our heart, and with the love of the creation, we will get darkness in our heart. The end of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always good and fine. But the end of the love of the creation is always bad. Whatever it may be, it will always be bad. With the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get noor on your face. The more you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you get a shining face. The noor of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shines at the face of the lover. And if you love some of the creation, then you get a darkness on your face. Even someone can see your face, and with a little bit of wisdom, he can just see that this person has got something bad somewhere. The face tells. With the love of the creation, we get satisfaction in our heart. And with the love of the creation, we are deprived from the satisfaction of the heart. Those people who love the creation due to their nafs, look at them. They are not satisfied even in the day and the night. All the time, they have frustration in themselves. No satisfaction at all. And then, those people who are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will never have jealousy in between them. Why he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this much? No. They will have love of each other, even their hearts. But if there are few lovers of some creation, some person, so there will be jealousy in all of them. Yun to hoti hai rakabat lazman us shaakh mein, ishq-e maula hai magar is tuhmat-e bad se bari. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above of all. All of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will respect each other because they are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we love the creation, then end point is that someday we will be separated from that one. And Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, he said, Ishq ba murda na bashad paedar. Ishq ba murda na bashad paedar. Ishq ra ba hayyo ba kayyumdar. That if someone is going to die and you love him, this will never be an eternal love. Eternal love is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Hayyu Qayyum, and he will never die. Meer mat marna kisi gulfam par, khaak daloge inni ajsam par. So we should try to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. And this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the nucleus of our life. Everything rotates around the nucleus of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything. If we have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whole strategy of our life will be different. We will be good person, we will be pious person, we will be sympathetic with others, we will be practicing Muslim, we will love the sunnah of our prophet. whole scenario will be different. And if there will be love of creation in the heart, then his whole lifestyle will be different. So it's better to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart, so that we should try and we should start enjoying our prayer. Those, if two people, they love each other and they spend few hours, then at the end of the meeting they will feel, oh, time passed away. It was very short. So similarly, if we will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then maybe we can pray the Fajr prayer with the wudu of our Isha, and we will still feel that the night was very short, very small. Sayyidah Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala, in a winter night, after Isha, she made niyat of 2 rakat. And she started reciting the Quran. And she enjoyed the recitation of Quran so much, so much. She kept on reciting, until she made salam, and she came to know that it's almost the time of Fajr. Then she started crying, and she made dua, "Oh Allah, I made the niyya intention of only 2 rakat. Your night was so short that I even passed all the night in just my 2 rakat. So the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they complain that the nights are very short, very small. It's the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do not have that much love, and someone brings us even in the masjid, oh, few minutes to spend in the masjid will be difficult. And we will try to go out of the masjid as soon as possible. That is the lack of love in our heart. So, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe, they have a strong, deep love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in this word, in this verse, no order has been given that the believers, they love Allah, they should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. It's just like jumla khabariya. Only information has been given that the believers, they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why order has not been given? Now there is a point. And what is that? That whoever is beautiful, he will never order anyone that you love me. He will just know that he knows that I am beautiful, so that's why he cannot stay without loving me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed that I am so beautiful. Allah, I am the creator of beauty. Can you think about my beauty? So if the believer, they will listen about me, that what beauty I have, what treasures of beauty I have, so they cannot stay without loving me. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Now one thing. In this world, we are normally afraid of few things. Once I asked a question from the young people, they were university students, that from whom we are afraid. We have fear in our heart. Someone said that we have fear of fire. When we see fire, we run away. The other one said, we have fear of electricity. We don't want to touch the electricity wire. So we are afraid. And one of them, he said, that we have fear of our wife. Yes, it's true. But the reality is that we have only one fear, and that is the fear to die. If we are afraid from snake, the reality is we are afraid because we know he will bite us and we will die. We are not going to touch the electricity wire. Why? Because we know we will touch and we will die. We are afraid of lion. Why? We can die. So basically, there is only one fear in our heart, and that is the fear of death. So all the people, they are afraid of death. And the death, it is afraid of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Death has got a fear of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are afraid from the fire. And the fire of the hell will be afraid from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been mentioned in hadith that when a mu'min whose heart will be filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he will pass from the bridge, Sirat, then the fire of the hell will say, Asri' ya mu'min, inna nuraka atfa'u nari. That, O lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please pass away quickly, because the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just put me off. So the fire is afraid of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this fire of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a beautiful fire. And that's why those sahaba who had their hearts filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were never afraid of their death. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radhiyallahu anhu, he passed away in 58 years of his age. And he used to say that wherever I found that the enemies are maximum, I used to go there. Once the enemies, they were 700,000. And Khalid bin Walid anhu, he was asked that, how many soldiers you want to send? He said, ask others. Someone said 7,000. Others said 700. One of them said, okay, we 7 can go and we will be sufficient for them. And Khalid bin Walid anhu, he said, oh, only I, single person can go and I am sufficient for them. Then someone asked, how you said this? He said, because it has been mentioned by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that person who is believer, he is alive. And that person who is not believer, he has not iman, he is just like a dead person. And one alive person is sufficient for 700,000 dead people. So that was basically the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart. Now where from we can get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? After listening this much detail of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe a thought can come in our heart, where from we can get? Now if you want to buy something, you have to go to the shop. For example, you want to buy the textile thing, you have to go to the shop where you can buy the textile thing. If you want to get milk, go to the milk shop. If you want food, go to the food shop. So there are shops of different things. Similarly, there are the mashayikh. Those hearts are filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are basically the shop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You go and spend time with them, and automatically you will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. If you take the iron in the company of the magnet, then after some time, this iron will become magnet itself. Exactly the same. If you sit down in the company of these mashayikh, then automatically you are going to get the strong feeling of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. So that's why we should try to sit down in the company of the mashayikh. We should try to spend our time, whatever we can, in the company of these mashayikh. That's why Hazrat Maulana, he recited the verse, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen. These sadiqeen, they are the people who are basically the shops of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Murad Awadi Rahmatullah Alayh, one of the big mashayikh, He once asked from a scholar whose name was Maulana Muhammad Ali Mongeri Rahmatullah Alayh. He said that, Maulana, have you seen some shop of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maulana thought for a while and said, yes, Hazrat, I have seen two shops of Allah subhanahu, of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he asked, what two shops? He said, one was the shop where Hazrat Sayyid Shah Ghulam Ali Dehlvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to stay. And the other shop was where Shah Afaq Rahmatullah Alayh, he used to stay. So these are the people with whom we should spend our time, and we should try to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart. That's why some person, he asked Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Alayh, that Hazrat, how do you feel in your prayer? He said that when I am making my prayer and go to sajda, I have the feeling as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has kissed my cheek. Hazrat Maulana Yahya rahmatullah alayh, he used to make a long sajda. Someone asked him, Hazrat, why you make a long sajda? He said, whenever I make sajda, I have a feeling as if I have made sajda on the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't want to take my head away. Do we have any this type of feeling any time in our namaz? No. Hazrat Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, once he was sitting, so someone started talking about the paradise and its bounties, that there will be palaces and there will be servants and this and foods and everything. So Hazrat Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he listened everything and he kept quiet. Then he said, Hazrat, you did not say anything. Hazrat Haji Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, he replied, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful upon me on the day of judgment, then I will make a request, O Allah, give me a place of musalla under your arsh. I just want to pray in front of you. How he used to enjoy his prayer, that he said that I will request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give me a place of musalla under your arsh. So that's why the person who uttered the name of Allah with the love of Allah even single time his life, Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh said that a time will come that this word of Allah he uttered with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be the cause of the forgiving of all the sins of this person of his life. Even one time, a person who said Allah, but he said from the core of the heart, he is going to see the benefit of this word any time, maybe in the hereafter. Jisne bhi apni zuban se muhabbat ke saath Allah kaha, kabhi na kabhi ye lafz uske liye jahannam se bachao ka sabab zarur ban jayega. Now in our Urdu language there are two words. One word is called muhabbat and the other word is called ishq. So normally in our language, the word ishq is used more and more. What is this ishq? The strongest feeling of love is called ishq. But then there is a point that this word has not been used in Quran. When we started searching that whether this word has been used in a hadith or not, then we came to a conclusion that in Kanzul Umal, I have written the page and everything. There was one riwayat. Man ta'ashaka wa qatama ishkahu fa huwa shaheed. But there was one riwayat. And the word ishq was used. But in Quran, the word ishq has not been used. Now the student, he has normally a question in the heart, why this word has not been used? It's a very interesting question. Why the word muhabbat has been used and why the word ishq has not been used in Quran? Then we were in search of this point, and maybe we read hundreds of books just searching this point, that maybe anywhere it will be mentioned that why the word ishq has not been used in Quran. But then alhamdulillah, in the company of our mashayikh, alhamdulillah, we got the point. So should I explain to you or not? Okay. Point is very important. And there is a difference in between the person who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the person who has the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the lover, he has the feeling that he is always happy with his beloved, whatever the beloved one wants. Whatever the beloved wants, this lover is happy with the happiness of the beloved one. Na to hijr hai achha, na visal achha hai, yaar jis haal mein rakhe, wahi haal achha. So this person has the feeling that he is satisfied with the happiness of the beloved one. Whereas aashik, if he has got this much of feeling, then he will try to fulfill his ambition. Aashik ke andar khud gharzi hoti hai. Wo lazmi chahta hai ke meri apni tamanna puri ho jaye. Kisi aashik ne kaha, shab-e-visal bahut kam hai aasmaan se kaho. Shab-e-visal bahut kam hai aasmaan se kaho. Ke jod de koi tukda shabe judai ka. So the aashik has got a feeling of khud gharzi in himself, and he wants to fulfill his ambition. So because he wants to fulfill his own ambition, so that's why this word has not been used in Quran. The word of love, muhabbat, has been used because the muhib, he is always happy with the happiness of his beloved one. Rasulullah SAW, he used to make dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka, that, oh Allah, I ask from you your love. So it means that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something we should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our prayers. We should make the objective of our life. And we should just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again, after prayer, after tahajjud, after recitation of Quran, in Ramadan, in the nights of Ramadan, any time we feel that the dua will be accepted, around us there are pious persons, dua will be accepted, most likely its opportunity, its occasion of the exception of dua, we should try to make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbaka. Oh Allah, I ask from you that you should give me your strong love in my heart. So we should start making this dua. And the second thing is that we should try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Because if we remember anything excessively, we are going to get the love of that thing in our heart. So number one, we should try to make dua. Number two, we should try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. And number three, we should try to sit down in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we note these three points and implement in our life, then very soon you are going to see a change in your heart. You will feel the strength of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will love to come to the masjid, stay in the masjid, listen to the pious people. You will love to practice the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will try to worship more and more. So all of these symptoms will tell that yes, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become more and more in your heart. So make it the objective of our life and try to concentrate on these three points and increase the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart so that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased. And we should ask such a heart filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kisi ne kaha hai? Allah wo dil de jo tere ishq ka ghar ho. Allah wo dil de jo tere ishq ka ghar ho. Daimi rahmat ki teri us pe nazar ho. Allah wo dil de jo tere ishq ka ghar ho. Daimi rahmat ki teri us pe nazar ho. Dil de ke tere ishq mein ye haal ho uska. Mahshar ka agar shor ho to bhi na khabar ho. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this much of love in our heart. Tere ishq ki intaha chahata hoon. Meri saadgi dekh. کیا چاہتا ہوں کوئی دم کا مہمان ہوں اے اہل محفل چراغ سحر ہوں بجا چاہتا ہوں وآخر دعوانا ان الحمدللہ رب العالمين. Just for a few minutes sit down in muraqabah, make zikr kalbi, keep your attention towards your heart and feel as if a noor is coming in our heart, the darkness is going away and our heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. So please close your eyes, be attentive towards your heart. Muraqabah kar lijiye. Aankhon ko band kar lijiye, sar ko jhuka lijiye. Duniya aur jo kuch duniya mein hai, usse hat kat ke Allah Rabbul Izzat ki yaad mein doob jaiye. Insaan jab apne andar jhaankta hai, usse apni asal tasveer nazar aati hai. نیچے دیکھیں نیچے دیکھیں نیچے دیکھیں ظاہر کی آنکھ بند کر لیجئے اور من کی آنکھ کو کھول لیجئے
Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I spent my life running away from you, and now I have nowhere to turn except you. I turn to you, am asking you to be saved, and change me into an obedient slave. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I have been doing all my life what I craved. Shaitan and nafs have always had me enslaved. But now I know the path leading me to thee. I turn to you, am asking you to help me. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. I wish your name to be engraved in my heart. I wish your name to be engraved in my heart. I will be grateful to you, change this dead heart. am at your door, am asking you, let me in. Am at your door, am asking you, let me in. Don't push me back to my hopeless life of sin. Am at your door, am asking you, let me in. Am at your door, am asking you, let me in. Don't push me back to my hopeless life of sin. So change my heart, please, and forgive the sins away. Don't leave me drowning here alone and astray. Wash all the filth away and change my dead heart. Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. لا إله إلا الله محمد دعا کر لیجئے سبحان ربی العلی الوهاب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك سلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اے مالک ہم آپ کے آج مسکین بندے ہیں ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں سے درگزر فرما ہمارے عیبوں کی پردہ پوشی فرما اللہ ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما روئے روئے سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی میں اپنی محبت پیدا فرما اے اللہ جو گناہ ہم نے دن میں کیے معاف فرما جو راتوں میں کیے معاف فرما جو محفل میں کیے معاف فرما جو تنہائیوں میں کیے معاف فرما اے اللہ جو ارادے سے کیے وہ بھی معاف فرما جو بنا ارادے کے ہوئے وہ بھی معاف فرما اے اللہ جو گناہ یاد ہیں وہ بھی معاف فرما اور جو کر کے بھول گئے وہ گناہ بھی معاف فرما میرے مولا برے دن سے محفوظ فرما بری رات سے محفوظ فرما برے کاموں سے محفوظ فرما برے انجام سے محفوظ فرما ہدایت ملنے کے بعد گمراہی سے محفوظ فرما اللہ اپنے قرب کے بعد دوری سے محفوظ فرما عزتیں ملنے کے بعد ذلت سے محفوظ فرما علم حاصل ہونے کے بعد جہالت کے کاموں سے محفوظ فرما حاسدوں کے حسد سے محفوظ فرما اے اللہ دوستی کے رنگ میں دشمنی کرنے والوں سے بھی محفوظ فرما انسانوں کی شکل میں جو شیطان پھرتے ہیں ان سے بھی محفوظ فرما اے اللہ ہمارے ساتھ درگزر کا معاملہ فرما رب کریم جو بے اولاد ہیں ان کو نیک اولاد عطا فرما جو صاحب اولاد ہیں ان کی اولادوں کو نیکوکار بنا فرما بردار بنا ماں باپ کی آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا اے اللہ اولاد کے غموں سے محفوظ فرما اولاد کے دکھوں سے محفوظ فرما اولاد کی پریشانیوں سے محفوظ فرما اے اللہ جن گھروں میں جوان بچے بچیاں موجود ہیں ان بچوں کے مستقبل کو روشن فرما اور ماں باپ کے لیے ان کے فرض ادا کرنے آسان فرما اے اللہ اپنی رحمت کے ساتھ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہمیں زندگی میں کبھی بھی بے سہارا نہ فرما اللہ زندگی میں کبھی بھی بے سہارا نہ فرما اے اللہ اپنی رحمت سے دور نہ کرنا اپنی نگاہوں سے دور نہ فرمانا میرے مولا اے اللہ اپنی نگاہوں سے گرا نہ دینا اے اللہ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما دینا اے اللہ ہمیشہ اپنی رحمت کی پشت پناہی نصیب فرما اے اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما اے اللہ اپنی محبت ہمارے دلوں میں بھر دیجئے اور ہمیں اپنی محبت کا مزہ چکھا دیجئے اے اللہ ہمارے اعمال تو اس قابل نہیں ہیں آپ اپنی رحمت کے ساتھ مہربانی کے ساتھ یہ نعمت ہمیں عطا فرما دیجئے اے اللہ ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے بھر دیجئے ہمیں نماز کا مزہ عطا کر دیجئے اے اللہ ہمیں رات کے آخری پہر کے مناجات کی لذت عطا کر دیجئے قرآن مجید کی تلاوت کی لطف عطا فرما دیجئے اے اللہ ہمیں سجدے کا سرور عطا فرما دیجئے ایمان حقیقی کی حلاوت نصیب فرما دیجئے رب کریم ہمارے ساتھ کرم کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے اے اللہ اس محفل میں جتنے بھی لوگ موجود ہیں اللہ سب کے اٹھے ہاتھوں کی لاج رکھ لیجئے اے اللہ آج کتنے نوجوان ہیں آج سچی توبہ کر رہے ہیں اے اللہ آج تو گرم خون بھی معافیا مانگ رہا ہے اے اللہ مہربانی فرما دیجئے اور ہمیں بخش دیجئے، قصوروں کو معاف فرما دیجئے، ہمیں اپنے پسندیدہ بندوں میں شامل کر لیجئے۔ رب کریم ہم کب تک بھٹکتے پھریں گے، اے اللہ کب تک دھکے کھاتے پھریں گے، اے اللہ گناہوں کی زندگی سے ہم تنگ آ چکے ہیں اور اب آپ کے سامنے سرنڈر کرنا چاہتے ہیں۔ میرے مولا سر کے بالوں سے لے کے پاؤں کے ناخنوں تک ہمیں اپنا بنا لیجئے، اللہ ہم چاہیں نہ چاہیں پیشانی کے بالوں سے پکڑ کے ہمیں اپنی طرف کھینچ لیجئے، ہمیں اپنا دیوانہ بنا لیجئے، مستانہ بنا لیجئے، اے اللہ اپنے چاہنے والوں میں شمار فرما دیجئے، ہمیں تزکیہ نفس عطا فرما دیجئے، تصفیہ قلب عطا فرما دیجئے۔ رب کریم بچہ پریشان ہوتا ہے ماں باپ کی طرف دوڑتا ہے، اور بندہ پریشان ہوتا ہے پروردگار کی طرف لوٹتا ہے۔ اے بے قصوں کے دستگیر، اے ٹوٹے دلوں کو تسلی دینے والے، اے خالی جھولیوں کو بھر دینے والے، اے گناہگاروں کے گناہوں پہ رحمت کی چادر ڈال دینے والے، اللہ ہمیں بھی رحمت کی نظر عطا فرما۔ اے اللہ تیری ایک نگاہ کی بات ہے، میری زندگی کا سوال ہے، اللہ ایک رحمت کی نظر ڈال دیجئے، ہماری بگڑی بنا دیجئے۔ اے اللہ آپ کے بنا کیا جینا، اے اللہ آپ کے بغیر زندگی کا کیا مزہ، مہربانی فرما دیجئے اور اپنی محبت والی زندگی عطا فرما دیجئے۔ اے اللہ رحمت کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے، اے اللہ مہربانی فرمائیے، اے اللہ ہمیں نبی علیہ السلام کی ایک ایک سنت پر محبت کے ساتھ عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما دیجئے۔ اے اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرمائیے۔ اے اللہ آپ نے قرآن مجید میں ارشاد فرمایا، محمد سائل فلا تنہر، اور سوالی کو انکار نہ کرو، جب ہم کمزوروں کو حکم ہے ہم سوالی کو انکار نہ کریں۔ اے مالک ہم بھی تو آپ کے در کے سوالی ہیں، اے اللہ آپ انکار نہ فرمائیے، اے اللہ ہمیں خالی نہ اٹھائیے، اے اللہ ہمیں اپنے گھر سے خالی نہ اٹھائیے۔ اے اللہ کوئی بندہ مندر سے نکل کے جہنم میں گیا، اس پہ تو حسرت نہیں، حسرت تو اس پہ ہے جو مسجد میں بھی آ کے بیٹھا اور پھر مغفرت نہ ہوئی اور پھر جہنم میں بھیج دیا گیا۔ اے اللہ آپ کے گھر سے نکل کے جہنم میں نہیں جانا چاہتے، مہربانی فرما دیجئے، کرم کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے۔ اے اللہ اپنی محبت سے ہمارے دلوں کو سرور عطا کر دیجئے، رحمت کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے۔ اے اللہ اپنی رحمت کے ساتھ ہماری نیک مرادیں پوری فرما دیجئے۔ اے اللہ اگر یہ آواز عورتوں تک بھی جا رہی ہے، ان کی نیک مرادیں بھی پوری فرما دیجئے۔ رب کریم جو پڑھنے والے بچے بچیاں ہیں سب کو اے اللہ قوت حافظہ اچھی عطا فرما دیجئے، سینوں کو علم کے نور سے بھر دیجئے، شرح صدر عطا فرما دیجئے۔ رب کریم آج کے بعد ہمیں ہر گناہ سے محفوظ فرما لیجئے، ہمارے قدم گناہ کے لیے اٹھنا چاہیں اٹھے قدموں کو واپس کر دیجئے، ہمارے ہاتھ گناہ کے لیے بڑھنا چاہیں بڑھتے ہاتھوں کو واپس کر دیجئے، اور رب کریم ہمیں گناہوں کی ذلت سے بچا لیجئے اور ہمیں طاعات کی عزت عطا فرما دیجئے۔ رب کریم مہربانی فرمائیے، اے اللہ پوری دنیا میں جہاں جہاں مسلمان پریشان ہیں سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دیجئے، اے اللہ پوری دنیا میں جہاں بھی دین کا کام ہو رہا ہے اللہ شرف قبولیت عطا فرما دیجئے، ہمارے بزرگ ہمارے علماء صلحاء جو دین کی محنتیں کر رہے ہیں اللہ ان کی جان مال عزت ہر چیز کی حفاظت فرما دیجئے، اور ان کے سائے کو ہمارے سروں پر دراز فرما دیجئے۔ رب کریم رحمت کا معاملہ فرمائیے، اے اللہ مدارس عربیہ کی حفاظت فرما، دعوت و تبلیغ کے کام کی حفاظت فرما، جہاں اللہ اللہ ہوتی ہے ان خانقاہوں کی حفاظت فرما، اقامت دین کی کوششوں کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما۔ میرے مولا آج کل حج کی درخواستیں جانے کا وقت آ چکا ہے، وہ کتنے خوش نصیب لوگ ہوں گے، اے اللہ احرام باندھ کر آپ کے راستے میں نکلیں گے، لبیک اللہم لبیک پڑھیں گے، اللہ کوئی غلاف کعبہ کو پکڑ کے دعائیں مانگے گا، کوئی طواف کرے گا، کوئی مقام ابراہیم پہ سجدے کرے گا، اللہ ہمیں بھی ان میں شامل فرما لیجئے، ہمیں بار بار اپنے گھر کا دیدار عطا فرما دیجئے، اپنے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے در کی حاضری عطا فرما دیجئے۔ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرمائیے، ہمارے والدین عزیز اقارے مشائق دوست احباب جو بھی فوت ہو چکے، ہمارے ایک دوست ہیں یہاں، اے اللہ ان کے والد فوت ہوئے، اپنی رحمت سے ان کی مغفرت فرما دیجئے، اور جن کی مغفرت کر دی قرب کے اعلیٰ درجات عطا فرمائیے۔ اے اللہ جنہوں نے دعاؤں کے لیے کہا، خط لکھے، فون کیے، اے اللہ سب کی نیک مرادیں پوری فرما دیجئے، اور سب اور قیامت کے دن ہمیں ان کے حقوق سے سبکدوش فرما دیجئے۔ ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم، تبلینا انکا انت التواب الرحیم. اے اللہ حضرت مولانا یونس نامۃ برکاتہم کی صحت کو اے اللہ بہتر اور فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ ان کو عافیت والی اے اللہ صحت والی زندگی عطا فرما دیجئے. ان کا سایہ ہمارے سروں پر دراز فرما دیجئے اور ہمیں زیادہ فائدہ اٹھانے کی توفیق عطا فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ اور بھی جتنے بیمار ہیں سب کو شفا عطا فرمائیے. اور اے اللہ ہم سب کے سب دل قلبی بیمار ہیں, اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو شفا عطا فرما دیجئے اور دل کی امراض کو دور کر دیجئے. رب کریم صحت کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ عطا فرما دیجئے. اے اللہ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو اپنی رحمت سے قبول فرمائیے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, تب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. صلی اللہ تعالی علی حبیبہ سیدنا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا